You're listening to More in Ireland on RTE Radio 1 and RTE News Now. The 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
The board of the Football Association of Ireland has decided to postpone until tomorrow the announcement of details of its annual accounts ahead of a resumed AGM at the end of the month. A number of investigations are underway into the financial affairs of the association. Government funding has been suspended. Yesterday, the telecom company Three announced that it would not be renewing its sponsorship of Irish football when the current contract ended in July. Our soccer correspondent, Tony O'Donoghue.
The deepening financial crisis at the football body is likely to have consequences as the association attempts to get a debt estimated to be in excess of €50 million under control. A meeting of the board last night decided to reschedule the announcement of the 2018 annual accounts and the revised 2017 and restated 2016 accounts to facilitate the signing off of the accounts today. In a time of crisis at the Football Association, this has been a particularly difficult week, with the news yesterday that the national team's main sponsor, Three, was withdrawing in July 2020. On Monday, John Foley turned down a role as interim chief executive, citing a lack of support from key stakeholders. It's expected that details of former CEO John Delaney's severance package from the association will also be revealed in the accounts.
Aer Lingus and Ryanair have said some flight disruption can be expected today because of a nationwide strike in France. The industrial action is being taken as part of a campaign by unions against pension reforms by President Emmanuel Macron that would result in millions of people forced to retire later or face reduced payouts. Unions have set no date for the strike to end. Simon Community Services, the homelessness and housing charity, supported more than 16,770 people last year, a 26% increase on 2017. The figure is included in the charity's annual report for 2018, which is being published today. Wayne Stanley, national spokesman for the Simon Communities, welcomed the decline in family and child homelessness in Dublin, but voiced concern about the record levels of people forced to access emergency accommodation in October. He said more than 10,500 men, women and children would enter the new year in that situation. A big retail distribution centre owned by Aldi in Naas in County Kildare is being blockaded by the Irish Farmers Association in a protest over beef prices. The association says retailers they accuse of driving down food prices need to urgently address the poor price that farmers are being paid for their cattle. Here's our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Fran McNulty.
Just over an hour ago, a tractor and trailer pulled in front of the main entrance and exit of the Aldi distribution centre, blocking the facility. As we speak, a number of trucks are queued to get into the facility and a number of others are blocked inside. The protesters are allowing workers enter the facility. The IFA President Joe Healy is here along with 40 to 50 members of the association. They're demanding an immediate increase in cattle prices. And Joe Healy has said today if they don't get that in the coming days, further blockades will happen like this between now and Christmas. The Aldi distribution centre is one of two in the country and sends product to stores all over Ireland. A disruption like this will have an impact on consumer supplies. The company said this morning they are willing to meet with anyone associated with the Beef Task Force and will sit down and discuss issues with the IFA. Fran McNulty, RTE News, Naas in County Kildare.
Following a vote in the Dáil last night, organisers of large bingo competitions will be allowed to pay out up to three quarters of their takings in prize money. The government had wanted to impose a prize money cap of 50% in the Gaming and Lotteries Bill. However, an amendment proposed by the Sinn Féin deputy Martin Kenny, seconded by independent TD Dennis Nocton, was supported by the government and other parties. It means that organisers of large bingo competitions will be allowed to pay out up to 75% of their takings in prize money. The vast majority of smaller, community-run bingo games will not be affected by the legislation. It also calls for a quarter of all takings to be paid to charity. Earlier this week, bingo players protested outside Leinster House against the proposed legislation originally put forward, claiming it would shut every bingo hall in the country if enacted. Now the time is coming up to 6 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Working on a construction site? Stay clear of overhead wires and underground cables. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
It'll be very windy today. There'll be rain mainly in Connacht, West Ulster and West Munster, with heavy bursts in the west and northwest. There'll be long dry spells in East Munster and Leinster, with patchy rain and drizzle becoming more widespread this evening. Highest temperatures will range from 10 to 13 degrees. And there's a warning that south to southwest winds will reach gale force today on coastal waters from Lupaid to Malinhead to Carnsore Point and on the Irish Sea.